This is the Aftermarket Radio Network.
Welcome to another episode of Business by the Numbers. I'm your host, Hunt Emmerich, CPA with Parr Millicent Associates. As I returned from a mastermind meeting, one of the main topics was profit versus time, or in a lot of cases, profit or time. There seems to be a lot of relationship between how much free time you have and how much profit you have. And generally, this relationship is inverse. You want more time, but then you make less money, and it shouldn't be that way. That's exactly what we're going to talk about this week. Before we get into that, I just want to stop and say thank you to you and the rest of the dedicated listeners. Remember, if you want your question answered on here live or just have a question for me, shoot me an email at podcast@parmelis.com. Want to talk to me about accounting and tax services for your repair shop? Shoot me a text at 301-307-5413. And last but not least, we cannot forget our dedicated sponsors. If you need to recruit top talent for your repair shop, give Promotive a call. And if you need to get your back office and parts under control, give Alex and Wicked File a call as well.
If you're looking for a full-service staffing solution that does everything from sourcing, qualifying, creating job descriptions, scheduling interviews, to negotiating job offers, Promotive is your answer. Visit them online at gopromotive.com.
Turn chaos into clarity with Wicked File, the AI for auto repair shops. Transform invoices into insights, protect cash flows, and stop losing parts, cores, or credits to maximize your bottom line. Get Wicked File. What is the deal with the name of this episode? Profit and slash or time. There's kind of two separate things, but both of those are kind of sort of related, right? Profit versus time assumes that there's a relationship. And then profit or time also assumes that there's a relationship, but generally an either or decision. Profit or time is kind of the biggest misnomer out there, right? And for a lot of situations, it is true. Hey, you want to make some money at your job? You need to show up. You need to give them some time. And for an employee, it's 100% right. There is a direct relationship between a flat rate technician and time. You want more profit, you got to do more time or flag more hours. A lot of you guys started in a shop. A lot of you guys maybe were on the counter at some point, but virtually all of you guys were an employee at some point. And I feel like that there is a huge logic here that is kind of carried over from your days as an employee that a lot of owners are using right now. Hey, if I want to make more money, I probably have to sacrifice my time or something along those lines. The other idea is something that should be thought of, but often isn't. Not necessarily profit or time, but the relationship between these two. When I'm talking about this before, generally time in that case and profit or time would be free time. If you like profit, you're probably going to have to sacrifice free time, but that sacrifice will make you profit. Up, down, you get it. That is your work-life balance, etc. The other idea is a little bit more of an abstract idea, but we're measuring inputs and outputs. They're really outputs in a timeline, but just follow me here. Profit is great, but how long did it make me to make that profit? All right, we made X, Y, and Z, but was that a year, a month, a day? Did I have to be there for 5 hours, 10 hours, 0 hours? Putting profit into some sort of constraints. We've done this in the past with sales. Well, profit's great, but how much did you do in sales? Well, profit's great, but how many employees did you have? Well, profit's great, but how big is your facilities? What we're going to talk about this week is we don't necessarily need to trade our free time for profit. And also the same vein, profit should be looked at as a metric of time, whether it's elapsed time or your own personal input of time as well. Let's start off on a little bit of easier idea of we need to start looking at a profit as a span of time. How long did it take us to make this profit? To kind of visualize this a little bit more, let's go into a full example, starting with comparing it to sales. The whole idea here of where we compare this to sales and then ultimately, like I said, compare it to calendar years and times and then your time as well, but it all starts with the same idea. I made $500,000. Is that good or bad? And these are questions that I get. Hunt, got a shop that does $500,000, right? Is that good or bad? And this is kind of how you would judge this in kind of three distinct things. We need to measure based on the size of the shop. We need to measure based on the length of time that took. And then most importantly, probably, well, how much work was this for the owners to create that $500,000? If someone comes to me and says, I made $500,000, my first question would be probably how much in sales did that take? Because if you say, well, yeah, made $500,000 off $1 million in sales, 50% of your sales went in your pocket. I don't really care what industry it is. I don't really need to ask any follow-up questions. Yeah, that's pretty darn good. Now, if you come back to me and say, hey, Hunt, this is Apple or some major corporation, and that was on $1 billion in sales, then arguably you made zero profit if we're really measuring this stuff down. This is why we always shoot for 20% net income, not necessarily a flat dollar amount. Sales go up, so should profit. But a lot of times you guys find out sales go down, so does profit. That interrelationship on a positive and negative way is something that you guys are probably explicitly clear about, but also probably need to be reminded. If you're looking at this of saying, hey, sales should go up and profit should go up as well, then that is a really reminder to you of if you're looking at this, compare back to 5 years ago. If 5 years ago you're making $1 million in sales and $200,000 in profit, then I would expect this year, if you're making $2 million in sales, that you're making $400,000 in profit. That percentage should be going up along with sales. What a lot of people find out is you're chasing sales, not profit. Some of you might have been in this in the past and might be in this right now that you look back and say, at this point, I stopped making profit, yet I've had sales increases since then. To now see if this sounds familiar for any of you guys. Almost all of you guys have sales that have been increasing since 2020 till today. Last 5 years have been very good, especially if I take out this last year. But I will argue you guys to look at your financials and say, hey, of this growth period, of looking back at 2019, 2020 till today, am I really making as much profit I was expected if my margins were to stay the same, right? And again, what I mean by that is if you quadruple your sales, have you quadrupled your profit? If you have doubled your sales, have you doubled your profit? If the answer is no on this, then there could be some timing stuff. Hey, had a higher position, hire a general manager. But again, a lot of times people kind of lose sight of this stuff, especially when you're making money. So a reminder to look at that. But again, even that, I did $1 billion in sales. I did $1 million in sales. Well, that's really cool. But if you would have said, hey, that $500,000 is what I've made over the last decade. Again, this is very different than saying I made $500,000 yesterday. So what we're going to kind of come back to and talk about a little bit is this metric of time. How long did it take us to make this money? One metric that you guys already look at this right now is gross profit dollars per hour. Gross profit percentage can be applied to everything, but you don't pay your money with gross profit percentage. You pay it with gross profit dollars. But again, gross profit dollars just assumes we make it a certain amount, not necessarily how quickly we make it. So a lot of you guys on the front end are looking at gross profit dollars per hour because that's telling you three different things. It's telling you how, at what rate you're making gross profit, how much of it you're making, and how quickly you're making that. If you have someone that is making 50% gross profit and another shop that's making 50% gross profit as well, which shop is better? The shop that is selling it faster, quicker, and getting more of this work through the door. So if you have two shops, both at 50% gross profit, but one of them is twice as good at productivity or just production on a calendar year, their gross profit per hour, gross profit dollars per hour is going to be double what this other one is. We need to be smart on making our profit as it relates to our sales. We also need to be considerate of making profit as it has to relate to overall time, which kind of leads us to the third piece of this, which is the most important thing. I will argue that the number one and number two don't matter as long as number three makes sense. And number three is, how much time did it take you? Then if you're married, how much time did it take you and your spouse to make this money? So before we get into this super in-depth, you say, well, Hunt, why do the other two not matter if this one is correct? Let's take a look at a money market account or any sort of savings account. It's going to make you $4,000 if you have 100 grand in there. It's going to make you 4%. But you don't really care if it's 3 or 4%, and you don't really care if it takes you a year, 18 months. And I'm going to argue why. Why do you not really care how much or what your savings account is doing? Because you have to do zero work. It's free money. What is your labor input on a savings account? Zero. What is your return on a savings account? Like I said, 3 to 4%. If you look at this in the same light of your business, you probably could get the same thing. Well, hey, I don't really need to make money that quickly as long as it's consistent. And I don't even really care if I'm not getting 20%. 10% is just fine if I have nothing to do with my business. And what you're seeing here now is really kind of something that is eye-opening for a lot of businesses. Because again, we benchmark this stuff. We look at it. A $300,000 a year shop is a $300,000 a year shop is a $300,000 a year shop. Without question, right? What is this, right? This is just profit. But in actuality, what we have is varying levels of our ownership's involvement. If you and your spouse work 60 hours a week, that is a lot different from that same exact shop with the same exact profit where you and your spouse live in another state and don't have anything to do with the business. This is how you really measure how much your time is worth. And I want to show you how to calculate this for your business, because the better that you get this number, the better that your life will be. And to quote the great Kenny Powers on here, money does not buy happiness, but no one's ever sat on a jet ski. Let's unpack that a little bit. Poor people buy things, rich people buy time. If you're poor, you're probably not making much money. And let's say that you're working at a fast food restaurant, and you make 15 bucks an hour. Are you going to hire someone to landscape your yard? Then let's just say you have the money to do so. Don't say, well, hey, you can't even support yourself on it. How are you going to hire a landscaper? Just follow me along here. If I go out and I'm working at McDonald's, I'm making $15 an hour, would it be a smart use of my time or money to hire someone to do my landscaping? No. And why is that? Now, obviously, you could say because I can't afford it, but really, it's just a dumb decision, even if I can. That landscaper is probably making 40, 50 bucks an hour. Let's just say, hopefully they're making more than that, but who knows? I make $15 an hour. Why would I pay someone $40 an hour when my time is only worth 15? It doesn't really make much sense. What if we look at the same situation and say, you're making $1,000 an hour. Why the heck would you ever cut your own grass? And this is the same idea. Is if you're rich, your time is too valuable. You'd much rather pay someone else because you're making money while they're doing something else. But if you're making much less than them, it makes sense for you to do it yourself. So if you're poor, you buy things, right? If you're poor, you're going to go out and you're going to buy a lawnmower. If you're rich, you're going to go hire a landscaper. And this can translate to your business as well. But on how it actually translates to your business, we need to find out a very important thing is, what is your hourly rate? If you work for someone else, it's very easy to figure out. Look at your pay stub, look at your W-2, look at your employment agreement. You know what it is. But for you, you might not have any clue where to start. And if you want to improve this number, you have to know where you stand first.
Are you tired of spending endless hours searching for the perfect talent to join your team? Promotive is your full-service automotive staffing solution. At Promotive, we believe in being more than just a recruiting agency. We become an extension of your team, working tirelessly to ensure we place the right talent with the right shops. With our always be recruiting mindset, we're constantly seeking out the best professionals in the industry. We manage 90 to 95% of the recruiting process, taking the burden off your shoulders. When you partner with Promotive, you gain a dedicated recruiter and account manager who will work closely with you, understanding your unique requirements and seeking out candidates who fit seamlessly into your shop's culture. We'll ensure that every candidate we present is thoroughly vetted and aligned with your needs. With Promotive, you'll have a peace of mind knowing that we're handling the recruitment process with expertise and precision. We don't just match resumes, we match character, culture, and long-term success. Visit our website at gopromotive.com today and experience the power of Promotive's expertise and dedication. Together, we'll build a stronger and more successful team.
Every month, auto repair shops can lose over $20,000 in uncredited parts, cores, and lost profits. Wicked Files' AI-powered software is a game changer. It helped one shop owner recover over $10,000 in missed credits, and others have recovered tens of thousands more. Wicked File puts cash back into your business and hours back into your day. Stop leaving money on the table. Visit wickedfile.com to learn more and get started today. The general idea here is that you are taking the total amount of money that you make in a year and dividing it by the number of hours it took that. Fairly straightforward. And if you know both of these numbers right now, then do it. But even if you know both of these numbers right now, listen, because I think you might be missing a thing or two. So the first part is very easy. How much do you make in salary? And if your spouse works too, then you're going to include there as well. As a quick aside note, you can do these separately. For right now, just do these together. So we are going to be looking at this as a combined hourly rate as a husband and wife as a unit. And again, if it's just you, one or the other, then you only have one person to do. If you want to do this separately, sure, but do it together first so you can understand the idea. Now that you have your annual salary, we need to add on other benefits that you take out of the company. These would be things like health insurance, retirement matches, and any expenses that provide a personal benefit to you. And I'm going to stop here because this is a very, very, very important topic. Some of you guys might have nothing here. Some of you guys are black and white. Only thing that runs down through the business is business expenses. A lot of you are on the opposite end of the spectrum. Half of your travel is not really for the business. Half the office supplies is not really for the business. Add the stuff in there. If it's not a true business expense, add it to this number so you get your true value. Some of you guys are making more profit than you think. The business is just shouldering a lot of your personal responsibility. And we want to make sure that it's factored in this equation. The next thing we need to add in there is bottom line net income. Take a look at the bottom line. Now, it gets a little bit tricky here, and there's some more levels to this, but essentially, you're just taking your bottom line net income, adding back personal expenses, adding back anything that doesn't belong in the business, and don't include depreciation. Arguably, don't use interest here, but make sure depreciation is not on there. What we have now is the entire amount of money that you either took from your business or you could. And it's pretty simple. We just need to figure out how long it took you to earn this. If you keep a time clock, this is fairly simple. Go out there, look what your time clock is, look what your time clock is for your spouse on this, and start calculating. A little bit harder if you don't track in your time. So I'm going to give you a kind of rules of thumb. If you do not keep your time card right now and you're like, "Hun, I'm there every single day on it," you work 2,000 hours a year. Full-time hours is 2,000. So if you're looking at a husband and wife team on that and you're saying, "All right, I work 2,000, my work worth 1,000, you have 3,000 hours. You make 300 grand divided by 3,000 hours, there's your hourly rate. You say, "Hun, I'm there 75% of the time, 1,500 hours. I'm there half the time, 1,000 hours." But realistically, guys, if you want to start tracking this number and see how much your time is worth, I would argue you just need to start clocking in. It doesn't need to be anything crazy. You can use rough estimations that you want, but if you're going to be start looking at this number and trying to improve it, you need to start measuring it. I'm going to throw a little wrench into things there at the end that I would argue that everyone needs to track this, and you probably need to track two different things. You're working in your business, you're working on your business, but we'll talk about that in a second. Like I said, remember, if you're doing your spouse, if this is the total income to your family, you plus your spouse on there, then you need to have the time, both of you. Spouse doesn't work in the business that much, fine, but it might be a couple hundred hours here or there. So to kind of wrap all of this up and kind of give you a proof of concept to make sure that you're capturing this, let's go down through a shop, and I'm just going to do myself. And I'm assuming that I'm not married on this. This is just my shop, but I want to give you the idea of what this looks like. To start off with, how much money am I making on payroll? Let's just say in this example, I'm making $50,000 on payroll. I take out health insurance. I run some stuff down through the business. So between payroll and personal benefits, I'm making about, let's say, 100 grand, right? 50 on payroll, 50 in benefits. I got another 100 grand of profit. So between what I'm taking out in the business, 50 grand in payroll, 50 grand in benefits, and 100 grand in profit, I'm making $200,000 a year. And if we go back to the original equation on this, "Hun, I'm making 200 grand a year. Is that good? How long did it take you to make it?" Right? How much is your time worth on this? How much were your sales, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So like I said before, not enough information to tell. But the most important one is, how much time did you work? Let's take a look at this and say, "Hey, I made $200,000 last year and I work full time, 2,000 hours. I am making $100 an hour. Is that pretty good?" Yeah, it's pretty darn good. $100 an hour, that's a good job, probably more than anyone in your shop makes right now. Now we start to look at this and we say, well, our spouse works, you know, full time as well, right? And so instead of taking $200,000 in profit and divide it by 2,000, I need to take that same 200,000 of net income and divide it by 4,000. That took not only me full time, but my wife full time to make. I'm down to $50 an hour. You kind of see where this is going. This number can be changed two different ways, right? You can increase or decrease the profit, can also increase or decrease your time. Now, what we're shooting for here is, right, like, how do we improve this without making more money? If I am, you know, the sole operator right now, and I'm working $2,000 a year, I'm making $100 an hour. Now, if I'm able to kind of, you know, elevate people, if I'm able to set up, you know, management procedures on this, and maybe I'm able to cut my hours down to, you know, part-time. Only I'm in there 10 hours a week or around 500 hours a year. That business could make the same amount of money, but now I'm making $400 an hour, not 100. This is an example of working smarter, not harder. You want to work harder? Great, go work more hours. You will make more money. It is a very basic concept. You want to work smarter? It gets a little bit trickier. You got to make sure that this business can run without you and leverage other people so that you can improve your hourly rate. Improving your hourly rate doesn't always mean improving profit, but it generally always means improving your time management. When you go down through this, this might be shocking to a lot of you guys. A lot of you guys could be making far less than $200,000 a year and unfortunately working far more than 2,000 hours. And I'm sure that there's some people listening right now that might realize that you're making less than your employees, and I hope not all of them. But again, no matter which way you're looking at this, whether it's a good spot, it can always get better, or if it's in an abysmal spot and we're hoping for it to get better, how do we do this? I will be honest with you, first and foremost on this, don't get too confused. If you want to improve this, make more money. More profit improves this number no matter what. And I will argue that you need to figure out which one is your problem. Depending on what you're looking at here, one of those two things is probably your problem. Now, the reason I say, and this is the first one on here, is if you want to improve your time, you got to fix your profit first. Why? Well, I'll tell you that if you start taking more time out of your business, the profit is probably not going to go up. Realistically, people work more if the boss is there. Also, if you want to put management procedures in place, meaning if I don't want to be there, I need someone else to, you know, manage in my absence, you need profit to be able to hire that person. At the end of the day, you cannot just not show up there to improve this number, or you might be able to, but you might be making $400 an hour. That's not very good if you only work 2 hours a year. So remember this stuff. Spend less time in your business. This is point blank. If you can't increase the numerator, you got to decrease the denominator. But like I said, it's not that simple. You want to improve this number and you just think, don't show up to the office. You could decrease your time, but also decrease your profit. Focus time on doing things that are most profitable uses of your time, right? Are you a shuttle driver? Is there a better use of your time hiring a shuttle driver or using that time to manage your business? Are you checking out customers? Do you think it'd be better use of your time visiting local businesses or checking out customers? I do this for my business as well, and my business coach has a little bit different idea on this that some of you might have heard, is that all owners' hours are not created equal, and this is a little bit too simple of a calculation. Instead of taking, well, how many hours did it take total of you, you know, operating your business, but those hours should be split up into two distinct categories, working on your business or working in your business. Low-value things that can be done by someone else, like checking out customers, being the shuttle driver, that's working in the business. And what we see is less profitable shop owners are doing a ton of in-time, administrative stuff, bookkeeping, calling customers, where the successful ones have been able to get themselves out of day-to-day operation and are no longer working in the business, but working on your business. And where the ideas of my business coach kind of couples along with this is this profit time index, like we're talking about, was one of his ideas on how you reward yourself for working smarter, not harder. And instead of saying you need to take the total amount of money that you make in a year and divide it by the time that you're working in total at the business, but divide that by the time you're working in the business. If you're out there and you're actually putting in the hours, turning wrenches, checking that out, that should be lower in your hourly rate. But what you should be doing is instead of saying, hey, I don't want to work at all, working on your business because that shouldn't count against it. Going out there and doing high-level training with some of your managers to make sure process and procedures are being followed, and you can be an absentee owner, that's not working in your business, that's working on your business. And not only is that going to free up more time in the future, it also should help the overall profitability as well. At the end of the day, time is the most valuable resource that we have, and it needs to be cherished. I'm a sucker for quotes and inspirational stories, as you can probably tell, but sometimes they are just spot on, and I'm going to leave you with this one. It's not really a quote. I've said this one before, but anytime I talk about this topic, I need to kind of come up with this idea or this scenario. If I offered you $10 million right now, no strings attached, would you take it? Don't overthink this. It's not a trick question. Of course you would. Now, let's say I offered you that same $10 million again and you're going to die tonight. Would you still take that deal? No. Why? Because money is meaningless if you have no time to spend this. You've just said that your ability to wake up tomorrow is worth more than $10 million. I don't know what that hourly rate is, but I know it is pretty darn high. We all need to be grateful for the time that we have and to be paid for this precious resource because we can't buy more of it. Once it's done, it's done. As always, please share with friends. If you have any questions, comments, or ideas for future episodes, shoot me an email at podcast@parmelis.com. Just want to say thanks again for listening on the Aftermarket Radio Network. You can find all shows on the aftermarketradionetwork.com and on your favorite podcast listing apps. So thanks again for joining me on Business by the Numbers. Stay safe out there, and I'll talk to you all next week.
You've been listening to Business by the Numbers with Hunt Demarest on the Aftermarket Radio Network. Follow Hunt on your favorite podcast listening app. Let him know what you'd like him to cover. His email is in the show notes. Hunt is all for advancing the aftermarket.